You're listening to Stock Car Radio. It's your turn to join in on the conversation. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Stock Car Radio is here because of our friends at Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction and exhibition. Don't forget, they have some drag racing at Hot August Nights, where the next Barrett Jackson will be held. In Reno, Nevada, the first weekend of August. Barrett Jackson, barrettjackson.com for more information. And they do. They have some very cool activities like some drag racing. So bring out.
And I want to come to that. I love Reno.
Oh, you should come.
And that's just about the anniversary. You were there, I think, when we did the first show, or at least second or third show of this. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's funny. All right, so now let's talk a little bit about, and we'll talk Hot August Nights whenever you're ready.
Cool.
We'll get you out there. NHRA, I know that there was the chance to get that 100th win for a female driver. How'd it go?
You know, it's well, we don't know yet. We'll know tomorrow, and I'll be there to tell you about it.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
I'm heading up to Atlanta here shortly. There are, you know, it's funny, we were talking about Danica and Sarah Christian in NASCAR, but, you know, NHRA is looking at 99 wins right now by a female pro driver, and this isn't a win by a female in a car down the road at a little drag strip. This is a pro series win. This is when they're racing heads up again. There's no powder puff here. These are all women and all men racing against each other. And 99 times a woman has come out on top. And this weekend, we very easily could see the 100th win, which, you know, we talked to Erica, just who had won the pro stock race the last time they were out in Houston, I think, a couple of weeks ago. She'll be there. We've got, looking at the entry list now, Brittany Force.
You're talking about Erica Ender-Stevens.
I didn't
realize, and I was thinking there for a minute, that maybe the race was last week. But right, it is this weekend.
Yeah, you know, looking down, we've got Brittany Force is John Force's daughter in Top Fuel. We've got in Funny Car, we've got Alexis DeJoria, who's already won a race this year. We've got Courtney Force. We've got in Pro Stock, we've got Erica. In Pro Stock Motorcycle, that's probably where we've got the best chance, because Motorcycle only runs a few times compared to the other guys. They haven't run, I think, since Gainesville, which was in March. Maybe they've run once, but there's a lot of female drivers. And, of course, the winningest female driver in NHRA is Angel Sealing, or Angel Sampi, depending on her married name, which is Sampi right now, out of New Orleans. So we had a story on her in motorsport.com, and she's got, I think, 41 motorcycle wins, which is pretty amazing. But she's there's Elvira Carlson will be in the field for motorcycles. Katie Sullivan will be there. I think grand total, Angie Smith, I guess that's pretty much all. I think there's 7 or 8 women that could legitimately win the 100 this week. And, of course, odds are against it. And the fact that I'll be there to document it means that it won't happen, because nothing ever happens when I'm actually there. But I would love to see the 100th win by a woman racer. And I don't care who it is. My friends over at John Force Racing, Elon Warner, their PR guy, is a good friend of mine. He said that do not discount the Force girls, because they are really pulling out the stops. They know what it takes and how important it would be to sponsors and to reputation and to headlines and you know what it would mean to be the 100th female driver. And I don't think any female driver is going to spare the expense or spare the horsepower this weekend. They're going to go for it, because there's only going to be one 100th winner.
You know, we've been experiencing on the West Coast an incredible heat wave, and I know that East Coast and kind of Midwest got hit by a lot of rain. What's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow?
I think it's supposed to be pretty warm. You know, I think the weather's looking pretty good right now. It hasn't been as hot out here compared to what you guys have. I mean, it has, but it's not unseasonably hot. But yeah, I know you guys have pretty much had to turn the air conditioner on a little early, even up where you live, haven't you?
Yeah, no, it's been like 100 degrees in Oregon, California, even San Francisco, which is
wow. You know, we haven't come close to that here in Florida, even where I live.
Yeah, they say the coldest winter they ever experienced was a July 4th in San Francisco. That's the old saying, you know. And to be 100 degrees, they actually earlier this week they were saying, you know, because a lot of people don't even have air conditioning in their homes, to go shopping, go to a movie, it was like, really? San Francisco?
Wow.
You know, yeah. So
when I went to Car and Driver and moved to Michigan, people told me I wouldn't need air conditioning. Well, they were lying. If I was at the North Pole, I would need air conditioning because I've always had it. And I never put central air in the house we had in Michigan. I just had a nice window unit in the bedroom. And I tell you, me, my wife, our cats, our dogs, on hot days, we lived in the bedroom. I'd run down, get a pizza, run back up the stairs, and we would just live in the bedroom because it was the only part of the house that was under 85 degrees. I got to have my AC.
You are too funny. All right, well, listen, you're going to be out at the race, out at the NHRA race, and you have a good time. Be careful out there. And we'll try and hook up next week again for another edition of Stock Car Radio. But if you can't get back to us, make sure on whatever kind of device you have, check out motorsport.com. I'm Alan Taylor, and Stephen Cole Smith, you have a great time out there at the NHRA races.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you later.
All right. We'll see you next week, everybody. It is Stock Car Radio. You're listening to Stock Car Radio, presented by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.